Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
These met last night. And we have with us this morning the superintendent for the Brady ISD, Dr. Hector Martinez. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Lynn. And again, my apologies. I forgot about the radio show, but I'm here.
Oh, listen. we are heartbroken that you may have forgotten about us. You know, things happen. We get busy in this world.
Oh, yes.
And
absolutely.
Things sort of slip by. And go, but we're glad to have you here with us this morning. Board met last night.
Yes, sir.
And you had a number of items on the agenda. And so what happened?
Yeah, so we went through, our list of normal items, budget amendments, those type things. We had the interlocal agreement with Lone ISD for transportation into the district. However, there are some dates that were wrong on that, so and some things that we need to fix. So we tabled that for another meeting. We also approved a bid for fire alarm system that we're updating at the elementary school. Mm-hmm. I got that taken care of. Again, those are just some normal housekeeping things. And the wellness policy, which Mr. Sweeney and the SHAC committee went over. And then we're getting ready. The budget process starts over again.
Yes,
and
it does. So
it's here.
Yes. So, and you're going to, you set a date to start?
Yes, and so we'll have our first budget meeting next on June 20th at 5 o'clock. Will be the preliminary meeting for us that we have some preliminary numbers in, and we'll begin the budget process. But I think
so. What's your overall feeling as you look at the budget process, the things that have happened with the legislature, mm-hmm. Student enrollment, all that kind of thing?
I feel pretty confident about it. I think that we've. State has come in and helped us out with what I shared with you earlier this year was at low attendance. So they helped us out with the first 4 6 weeks of low attendance, which was really concerning me going to the end of the year because we were at 80% attendance. But the state has come in and helped us out with kind of a hold harmless, on that. And then to finish out the semester, the last 2 6 weeks, attendance has been good. I was looking at middle school yesterday. They were at 95-96% attendance rate. So that's really good. So I feel pretty confident finishing up the year and then going into the budget process.
Okay. How's the enrollment stand here right at the end of the year?
Enrollment, so we're at 943. We're down 5 students from last month. But if you can remember, last month we were up 16 students. So this is
still up.
Still up. So that's good for us.
So 943 compares with past year's.
Yes. Last year we. Yeah. Last year at this time we're down about 40 students. So that is that's a considerable amount. There's 40 students, but we'll see. We'll see what the next year brings for us.
Okay. But overall, as you go into the budget process, it looks pretty straightforward. You expect anything major next year?
No. We don't want. We do not want anything major going on. So, no, we hope for a good year and then to be normal, right? That we finish this spring semester off.
Absolutely.
We want to continue with that. And
normal is a wonderful word.
Absolutely. We do have graduation coming up soon. It's hard to believe, but it'll be here on the 27th, Friday the 27th at 8 o'clock at Bulldog Stadium. So we're excited about that. No, we haven't had any rain, and I'm sure that's the day it'll rain, Lynn. I'm sure it'll just pour down rain.
Gee whiz, that would be terrible, wouldn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
But, there is something about that. Growing up in Oklahoma, our thing that we always anticipated was a tornado. Watch it. And usually we got it, but that's the same. So graduation is a week from Friday.
Yes, sir.
And looking forward
yes, sir.
To it. It's going to be good.
Also on the agenda, we had, I know the board interviewed three outstanding candidates that had volunteered to put their name in for place two. So we feel that vacant spot of Mr. Cook, place two, and they voted last night. To appoint the Will Inger, who again will be, you know, will do be an outstanding board member for the group, and he will be sworn in June. So okay. Again, they voted last night on that, and so. Yeah.
He will serve out the remainder of the term.
That's correct.
Take it to when?
Next year.
Next year.
Yes.
So again, he'll be up for election, basically.
Yes, sir.
In the May.
May.
May right. of 2023.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
But all right.
Other than that, it's fast and furious to the end, trying to make every awards banquet and everything that's out there. I've had a lot to eat over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, have you
though? Yes.
You like chicken?
Yes, chicken. That's a favorite out there.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. Well, we appreciate you coming by and visiting
Absolutely.
With us and moving ahead with it. And again, Will Inger appointed to fill the Place 2 seat.
Yes, sir.
On the school board.
Yes, sir. And again, my apologies for showing up late.
That is all right.
Have a good day.
We're flexible here.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Dr. Hector Martinez, the superintendent for the Brady Independent School District, and with us this morning. We'll be back with more here on CanEl in just a moment. Our morning program, of course, brought to you by Mason Building Supply. Mason Building Supply is your hometown general store.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.